Bill King,
WNSR. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Coach Prost, I don't know if you ever get reinstated. I don't know what the future is. It looks kind of bleak, does it not? But that's a hell of an intro. That's all I care about. All the other stuff, I don't really care about. That's the intro we need, top of hour two on a Monday. Every Monday. Brad put out a list. Okay, now this is for this last Saturday. This is List Radio. I'm going to actually go down this list. It'll only take a couple seconds. Spring games this past Saturday. Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, LSU, Auburn, Miami, Southern Cal, Utah, TCU, Mississippi State, Arkansas, Texas Tech, Vanderbilt, Cincinnati. There you go. That was this past Saturday. Did I watch? No. Matter of fact, I didn't even know that list. And I did not. I watched maybe parts of a third of those, maybe not even a third. Here's the other part about spring games. Even if I sat down and said, okay, here's the Buckeye spring game, here's the Georgia, here's the Alabama, here's the LSU, whichever ones, Auburn. And I said, okay, here they are, sit down and let's dig in. I wouldn't be able to do it. My mind would wander. I could have it on right in front of me, and I wouldn't be able to stay with it. Mentally, I would check out. A butterfly may be flying by the window just to my periphery, and that butterfly would catch my attention, and I would lose concentration, and I'd go look and see the butterfly. Oh, that guy just made a play out there. I missed it. Yeah, I had some of the spring football on, and I had some of the – I definitely had the baseball on, too. Watching, and that Ole Miss Mississippi State. Now, Egg Bowl wise, the Egg Bowl might be. Now, the Egg Bowl is noted as the football game, obviously, but the Egg Bowl might be the most underrated rivalry game. Now, don't start giving me. I'm not looking for a list here. Don't give me Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, and Auburn. The word was underrated. Those games are plenty rated. Don't be giving me – no, don't. That game is – and now think about it with Baby Kiff and Mike Leach. It adds some oomph to it. Adds some juice to it even more for the future. But they played in baseball, and their programs in baseball are both ranked, what, top five? And Mississippi State, who's coming to the Vandy Boys, 1-2 of 3 of those. That was good. Oh, that was a heck of a series over the weekend. A&M took that last game. They hang on somehow against Arkansas. Arkansas hell of a team this year, too. They hung on. I did not. Now, here's one spring game. You LSU people out there, LSU people, I did not watch any of the LSU spring game. I wish I would have seen some of it just to glance at it. I didn't. I was following some of the tweets, Blake Ruffino and people, but I didn't really pay much attention to it. Again, I went into Saturday not even knowing other than Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, a few of them, Auburn, obviously here locally because you get the publicity, knew Vanderbilt was playing. No Cap up in Chicago gives us a high school update up there. His son is playing both baseball and football because they would not allow football in the fall. He's playing both this spring. And even though it's quite busy, I bet you they're having fun. Now, you wouldn't ever want to duplicate this, do it again, but I mean, you're a high school kid. These are the fun times. No Cap, Bill, this week we're starting to see issues with the overlap of football and baseball. It says 4 games, no availability of the football players because of game arm issues and because the district says 3 feet away. And the IDPH says 6 feet, and they follow IDPH, 14-day quarantine because of exposure. Wow. Maybe I spoke too early about how much fun you're having. Anyways, yeah, they're overlapping, so he's having to juggle best they can both football and baseball this spring. I really feel, think about all the lives of high school players that have been affected, and they will have these bad memories forever. Because of pure politics. Think about that. Because, and this will give you and me a very good lesson on how far this ilk is willing to go with politics. And the answer is, they'll go forever far. Right? This thought that you can't play sports. Or that we better monitor it and you do one thing or another and that means we've got to sit out for weeks and weeks. Pure politics, y'all. And it's just lunacy. Those that lost last year, many lost their senior years. High school is, I think, arguably more memories than college. Now, again, that's up to the individual. Some may say, no, it was more college. For me, it was more high school. Maybe for you it was college, but nonetheless, some of your best, the simplest of times, even though there are some obstacles in high school, obviously, because you're starting to grow up and you're starting to see the real world. Now, you've got no clue what the real world's like in high school. Neither do you as a college student either. You think you do as a college student. You know nothing. You know absolutely nothing. So, I mean, there's some growing up and hurdles in those ages, but to me, the best memories are the high school memories. And to have them taken away over pure politics is one of the true disasters about all this. RJ, big LSU fan, says, Bill, I thought that Miles Brennan looked really good. Nussmeier is going to be good, but he made some throwing mistakes. Max Johnson is damn good, Bill. TJ has a big arm. They need another vertical threat. The defense played fast and did not seem confused. I don't think Finley is got a future at LSU at quarterback. Yeah, I just don't see it. I mean, he's a big, strong guy, built like a tight end. He looks good walking out there. He makes some plays from time to time. But the quarterback room is going to get even busier with the recruits they're bringing in. I just don't see it. I mean, again, I don't know what he's thinking. He's got his own decision to make. But I think things are just too busy at that position for him. And he's young. And you do get the one-time freebie. Yeah, the one-time freebie is the law. When I mean, this group's going to be able to do it, but is there a date? I'm not sure what all the dates are. Yeah, I'm sure it's out there in an article or something. I just haven't noticed, but you see Nick Saban? Somebody asked him about the one-time freebie, and again, folks, you know the media. The media is all for this. A lot of people are for it. I'm probably, once again, in the minority. That seems to be a commonplace thing here on the show. I'm in the minority on an opinion. But Saban said, I don't think at Alabama we're going to lose any players of significance. He said, good players aren't going to leave Alabama, not going to leave our program. Now, again, I'm paraphrasing, but he was basically saying the bad players that leave, leave because they're either not happy with their playing time or they're just not good enough, either one. Has Alabama, and you may point out a superstar I'm not thinking of, has Nick Saban, and every team has transfers, regardless of the rule. Before the rule, everybody has transfers that leave for any number of reasons, right? But has Alabama, under Nick Saban, lost a player to transfer that was significant? I guess the player that went ended up in Tennessee and now is with the Saints. But, I mean, Alabama's so loaded at running back. Would he have been a big difference there? I mean, they've got so many running backs. He's turned out to be a true superstar in the NFL. Came out of Georgia. Said he knew almost immediately when they had their first running back room meeting that, wow, there's Derrick Henry, there's this guy, there's that guy. What was I thinking? but let me rephrase this. Has Nick ever lost a player that, looking back, it was such a loss that it hurt Alabama? And the answer, as far as I can recall, no. Now, it might be a player that turned out really good wherever they went and had a very good career, sure. But I'm talking about somebody that, okay, if that hadn't happened, this would have changed something for us. I don't know if I can think of any player of that description, per se. Balls of Steel coming up hour three. So just hold those back for another, 45 minutes or so. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. Georgia spring game, LSU, Auburn spring game over the weekend. Bunch of them coming up this Saturday. Fighting Irish May 1. Couple of weeks out still for them. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week now.
Good morning. We're still looking at heavy traffic flow trying to get up past this earlier crash on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic coming in from Rutherford County anyway this time of the morning. Latest wreck, White's Creek Pike at Robertson, right at the Robertson County line there in the Jolton area where it gets pretty busy, especially coming 24 eastbound. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Bokhara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Bokhara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Bokhara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Bokhara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Bokhara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck.
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
Joe down in, and Joe's from Fort Lauderdale area, from the West Palm, Fort Lauderdale area, says, Bill, this is my first big trip for events in about a year for him. He travels, he plans events, he's got a company, been very successful. Obviously, travel is one of the things that got totally shut down. Those in that business. Joe says, Bill, I'm in Boston, and I'm on a morning walk right now, and he shows pictures. He goes, I would not even recognize this city had I not been here before. And it's a picture. It's three different pictures, and there's nothing but crickets in the city, at least where he's at this morning, which is a total freaking shame and totally unnecessary. I know we talk about it, but I just can't get over how the Corona Bros love this. The shutdown, the power, the control. It's beyond my ability to understand it. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, well said about Loose Emoji. A true gentleman. Gone way too soon. Wealth of knowledge will be truly missed. I'm sure the grotto there on campus at Notre Dame will be well lit this week with several candles and prayers for sweet Lou and his family. Brought it up at the top of our number one. Very top of our number one. Loose Emoji through the years had done this show I don't know how many times. And we'd known Lou a long time. And I probably took it for granted. Lou was so nice and so giving and so genuine that maybe I took it for granted and didn't recognize. I mean, I recognized it, but didn't properly acknowledge it. Lou was just something else. And he was you're talking about owning a topic. Lou, when it comes to Notre Dame, and he was a college football aficionado too, but when it comes to Notre Dame, could take you back as far as you want to go in history. Can go back as far as you choose to go. You want to go back to the Four Horsemen? Let's go. And I'd gotten up Saturday morning, and I was just perusing the news on Twitter, etc., and I saw a Notre Dame site, and I don't remember which one, tweet, Lou has passed away. He had released a story, put a link up, and then he went to play tennis and apparently had a heart attack. Incredibly sad news there. He was only 58. Brian Driscoll, you've heard him on the show a bunch to talk Notre Dame, used to work with Lou. He said, and I don't know how many of you will remember this, back probably, I'm guessing, last spring, so the spring of 2020, Brian's wife got the virus. And obviously she was in quarantine. She did well. She was fine. And because of distancing, he had to go into quarantine, although he never tested positive. But again, so he was shut down. Now he could do all his job he needed to from the home there. So it didn't hurt his work at all. He didn't have to travel or anything. He said during that time, Lou, without even asking, meaning they did not ask, went to the grocery store, showed up, groceries. And called him every day wanting to know what they needed. Again, goes to the grocery store without them saying, we need help. We can't leave the house. And was checking on them all the time. That's just an example of the kind of person Loose Emoji was. And, again, I met Lou. And Crazy Charlie knew him well, too. Crazy Charlie had never met him in person, but Crazy Charlie knew him from the show and talking to him. And, oh, man, that one stung over the weekend. Lou Emoji, sweet Lou, passing away way too soon. We'll get a call. Kevin has dialed us up in Mule Town. Welcome in, sir.
Beautiful morning here in Middle Tennessee, Bill. Get out and enjoy this some today.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. I will get out, and I cut the grass. I got out in the yard yesterday a bunch, but today's a good outdoor day.
It'll be nice. Sorry about your loss of your friend there. That Tennessee-Vanderbilt series, Vandy got the best of them, but, man, what an exciting weekend. Crowd was in it. It was going nuts. I just don't understand. How in the world is that game not on television yesterday?
I guess it's previously programmed, and that's what I'm assuming. And they just didn't have the room for it, I guess. Not what I prefer.
Lacrosse, you could find everything you wanted on television yesterday, but you couldn't find that game. But
I know. Now,
I couldn't believe that one.
If you get ESPN Plus, do you get ESPN Plus?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you can get, if you get it on if you get ESPN Plus, it's only $5 a month. I get it. And so on one of your TVs, if you've got Roku, all you got to do is go to ESPN, and there's your game. And so I had it. Yeah. I got it for all those, you know, all the games that aren't necessarily on main TV. And it's a really good deal. Roku, get you a TV, probably already have it. Get Roku, and then you can pull up, heck, YouTube games, ESPN Plus. I mean, heck, I get the Food Network on there. I get everything.
Well, the crowd was rocking, man, especially Saturday when Evan Russell hit that grand slam. Man, that was amazing. And I'm going up there this Saturday with the family, and we're going to do a little orange and white action and just enjoy some time, see my son up there. He goes to UT, so we're going to have a good time. And but you were talking about Alvin Kamara. You know, a lot of that had to do with him leaving was Alvin Kamara. Man, he was in the doghouse at Alabama. He wasn't doing the right thing.
He got in trouble.
Wasn't doing what you, and he went to JUCO. It was almost like he went to jail, because when he went to UT, he talked about how he blew it. That, you know, he owned it, and he grew up a lot. And you look at him now. He's a good dude, man. He's loving life, having fun. And what's really cool about him, and he's made this known, that all his money he is making in the NFL, because, you know, these running backs in the NFL, they don't last long. And all the money that he's made, he's not spending it. He's keeping it, and the only he lives off his endorsement money. So all his NFL money, he is, like, putting that to the side, and which is a smart young man. But, man, he's a good dude.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that piece on him. Brilliant idea by him, seriously. I mean, because most of these guys are broke. They go broke. Yep. Doesn't matter if it's 50 or 70 million, they go absolutely broke. And he's not letting that happen to him. I salute him.
All right, brother. Well, I hope you have a good week, man.
You too. Appreciate the call. Yeah, one of the things that happens to, and let's just say in this case football, but it could be any sport, but football, once you get drafted, and I saw two players talking about this. It was a video clip over the weekend, former NFL players. Both of them made it 10, 12, 13 years. And they were talking about this subject. Said, I get drafted, and everybody with me, family, friends, say, we've made it. Again, we've made it. And everybody expects to get paid, even though they didn't do anything for it. They were just there. And both of them said, look, I lost a lot of friends because of this. But that's the way to go. You're better off losing your friends than paying everybody because they happen to be your buddy at the time. If that's the kind of friendship you've got, you don't need to continue the friendship. But that's a problem, right? Players face a lot of pressure when, quote, the big moment happens, you get drafted, and the money's going to be coming. Because everybody expects something. I to this day don't understand that, but that's the world, right? That's the way it is. And one of them said, I just told him, I'm not your bank. Another one of them said, I told my family and my friends, here's what I will do. If you bring me a business plan that I think will work, I'll invest in it. That's how you can make some money. Bring me a detailed plan of what you think would be a good idea to venture into, and I will invest in it. I will help you. He said not one person even raised a hand to attempt to bring him an idea. People just want to get paid. I was with you. We were buddies. We hung out. Pay me. He said, I told them all, bring me something that you think will be a wise business venture. I'll take a look at it. If I like it, I will invest in it. Not one person showed up ever with an idea. about anything. About anything. I remember, you Auburn fans, Steve Wallace, fantastic offensive lineman at Auburn. Went on and played many years for the 49ers. Excellent offensive tackle for a long time. Had his parents on the payroll. I think got him a house, had him a nice car. Mama, I believe the story. Now, Randy Cross was on the same team. I talked to Randy about it. Randy and I were traveling together, so I asked him about it. He said, this is all true. Mama decides, not only do I need more, I need a better house, I need more cars, I need all this. Steve Wallace cut him off. Cost them their relationship. We're talking about parents. Big snit over this. So if you're looking for advice, the advice is those aren't your real friends if they go away when it's supposedly your time to be paid. It's not your time to be paying them. You don't owe them a damn thing. And if somebody comes back to you and says you've changed, yes, you've changed. Things have changed. Sure, you've changed. You're not the same person. Yeah, that was when I saw that with Alvin Kamara, I thought, brilliant. I hope he sticks to that, which it sounds like he is. He's made a lot of money. And he is being very wise with it. That is a very smart decision. Jim, up in Ramsey, New Jersey. Welcome in, Jim. What's up?
I am traversing South Florida as we speak. I'm on my way from Key West over to Naples. And it is nice down here. Our friends in Florida, Bill, I don't blame them. I wouldn't mind living here one bit.
Is this business or pleasure?
I have a meeting this afternoon, and yesterday was pleasure, so a little bit of both.
Good for you. You've been down there several times during all this, huh? Three or four, it seems like.
Well, you know what? I have friends from Jersey that have places down here, but Bill, the airfare is so cheap that it's cheaper for me to fly to Florida than it is to go to the Jersey Shore. I mean, not that the weather, it's just starting to get nice at home now, but you know what? You couldn't beat it, Bill. Their airfares north to Fort Lauderdale, $53, $70, $100. I mean, very reasonable.
I didn't know that the airfare was still that good. Wow.
Priceline. If you go on Priceline, and you have to fly into a major airport like Fort Lauderdale, Miami, or Orlando. If you fly into Fort Myers or Jacksonville, some of the other airports that are smaller, it's more expensive.
Yeah, but, that's great. What?
Hey, I was sorry to hear about Lou.
Yeah, I know. Very sad news. I woke up to that the other day and just totally shocked.
Very sad. Hey, this transfer portal is starting to really pick up now, huh, Bill? It's kind of like going to the flea market. You don't know what you're going to find. You might have to dig under, you know, a couple of things on the table, but you might find a gem there.
I agree with you, Jim. Hey, there's the music. Stay in touch, good friend. Safe travels down there. Appreciate the call. His RU Scarlet Knights. Shiano's got him talking, man. Yeah, they're recruiting. Got the quarterback out of Owensboro just the other day as well. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's still very slow go here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. We're over here looking at it live once again. They still have the right lane blocked from this fatal crash that happened earlier this morning. So please be patient trying to get up through here this morning, coming in from Rutherford County into this part of Davidson County as they still work this wreck on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's heavy, but it's moving right now on 40 coming in from Wilson County. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks coming up on May 12th. All the details. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Stay a part of hospitality with a career at the Omni Nashville Hotel, the key to Music City. We invite you to attend our job fair on Thursday, April 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are hiring for full-time hours at a competitive wage with great benefits. With available positions in culinary arts, engineering, food and beverage, front office, housekeeping, laundry, loss prevention, spa, and stewarding. Online applications must be submitted prior to attending the job fair. For more information and to apply online, visit omnihotels.com/careers. Omni Nashville Hotel is an equal opportunity employer.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 72. Tonight, clear skies, lows 46. Tuesday, sunny, highs 74. Wednesday, a 40% chance of morning showers, highs near 56. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
My daughter has an accounting degree. I don't, but I understand checks and debits, and you got to pay that credit card bill, dude. And yo, ask this for a check that your ass gonna have to cash, playboy. You got to pay for that.
Black, I mean, all your clips are good, but I'm missing you, man. I don't know where you are. We're past 2 months, I'm thinking, on Black. I don't know if your schedule got moved around or what, but missing me some Black big time here on the show. Who's up? Oh, I bet you some happy gulps of Dickel over the weekend. Cosby Cattleman.
Another Monday, another fantastic Big Orange fan performance on Rocky Top, another cattle call, Bill. Sound like you had a good weekend.
Even your favorite coach, Corbin, complimented the crowd. Your favorite guy.
I want to get, Yeah, I got a baseball thought for you today. I had two TVs and a laptop going. I had to get my own baseball, because that's the buzz, of course. I got to see it yesterday off the Apple Plus, like you did. Of course, Keeneland's running, so I was playing Keeneland, you know, on the TwinSpires account. And the old RBC, I'm not a golfer, but I always try to pay attention to the last nine holes of the Masters and the RBC down there at Hilton Head, which is usually 135,000 people. So it was pretty good viewing, wasn't it?
It was. Now, I didn't have the golf on, but yes, good weekend.
You ever been to Hilton Head, Bill?
Oh, several times, yeah.
Yeah, pretty nice place, isn't it?
I like it. I don't like it as much as the Emerald Coast. The beaches aren't pretty.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, before we get to baseball, I want to start football. Boy, I hate to see those dudes from your living room go up there to Kentucky, go to a basketball school. They'll be forgotten about 1st of October, but I really can't blame them because these dudes are thinking, I want to go to bowl games, and you know, dudes want to win, go to the playoffs, and you know, Tennessee football is on pause right now. It's just a shame. I mean, pretty easy to negatively recruit against Hopland crew right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I know they like Tennessee. But I just think the circumstances don't warrant it right now. And I haven't talked to them about it. I've not talked one word to them about schools. But that would be the way I would put together the...
Bill, it's my understanding for, I think, nearly the second year in the row, Tennessee's going to get shot out with the top 10 players in the state.
Might happen. Yeah, might happen.
That wouldn't happen if they had hired Kiffin or Freeze. I can tell you that much. And nothing against Heupel. But... that's why, you know, they should have gone bold, and they're laying low. The program's on pause, Bill, until they hear from the NCAA, best I can tell. Now, I heard one thing pretty interesting. Michigan State, Bill, has lost 12 football players to the transfer portal, and they already have 10 replacements through the transfer. 12 for 12. 12 going out, 12 coming in at Michigan State in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder if football is going the way of basketball and high school recruiting is not as important. You just mine the transfer portal. Maybe that's a Heupel saving grace is 12, 18 months down the road, you just load up in the transfer portal. Maybe they're loading up in the transfer portal now.
It's a avenue that we used to not have, true, but it's still not the same as bringing them in and building them as freshmen. That's still the best route.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it is, but you know, everything's changing. Like, look at Oklahoma. Oklahoma got Ty Chandler. They got Wanya Morris out there.
They got Gray, yeah. Chandler went to North
Carolina. Gray, yeah, they got Gray. Where'd Ty Chandler go?
North Carolina.
I mean, these are dudes going from Power 5 to Power 5. I mean, if they can leave like that, Heupel can get them coming the other way, I would think. I think it's just it's in a holding pattern until they hear about that NCAA, Bill.
Probably.
Old Fatmer's, they was talking about on the little TV show over here, Bill. I always talk about $37,000 a month. That breaks down bean counters to just under $500,000 a year for the next 3 years. Going big picture. Now, let's get on to some baseball real quick, Bill.
Okay.
I tell you what, I've heard a lot of people over here, Bill, talking about the fan atmosphere outside over there. You hear a lot of dudes on the frat houses, the KA house. You saw it, and everybody had a beer in their hand and all that. And I've heard people saying when that dude hit that grand slam, that's the best people have felt over here since Tennessee beat Kentucky in that SEC basketball tournament semifinal before Bruce got regular season Rick. That's how long it's been since Tennessee's had some good news.
And Fulke was out there hanging out. Did you see that?
I must have missed that half inning. Like I said, I had three things going on at once, but I watched most of it. And you know, the dude for Peabody yesterday running the bases, the Enrique guy.
Yeah,
he's one of those ones on that 100% scholarship, right? One of those funny Corbin scholarships.
He's one of the 13.7. Is that what you say?
Yeah. That's why there's no shame losing to Peabody, because they're not a college baseball team. Tennessee was the big winner. And, you know, Corbin's playing with a phony team, mid-Florida football, mid-80s, best team money can buy. But I'm telling you what, man. Now, here's one more thing, speaking of money, Bill. Is it true that Texas A&M's going to come by Vitello?
There's a rumor, and somebody emailed me, David emailed me about it, that they are going to try and get him.
Well, I like Texas things, Bill, and here's where I think this is going. I think Vitello's making somewhere around $1 million. I'd have to double-check that number. But Texas A&M just waddles in and say, hey, Tony, Tennessee's not really in the baseball business. You got the worst stadium in the league. We're going to double your salary. Come on over. I'd be interested to see him turn that down. I mean, Tennessee's got to figure out if they're in the baseball business or not. I don't think they should be. Baseball doesn't make any money. I remember, you know, every now and then, Bill, softball. Softball got real hot over here 7-8 years ago, and all the fans were doing the same thing going to softball. Now you don't hear anything about softball anymore. These charity sports, Bill, I know you like it a lot, but it's all about the football team and the men's basketball team. When the football team's broken, nothing else matters.
Well, I mean,
I think you got to let Vitello walk. You're not going to double that dude's salary.
Well, you need something to be good on campus. I wouldn't.
I think it's great. It's a good feel-good story, and it's college baseball looks like a halfway fun product right now. But I'm just telling you, Texas A&M, I'm curious to see what they're going to do. How Texas A&M come over and triple this out if they want to, wouldn't think twice about it.
They are not afraid to throw around money at all. That's true.
Yeah. So I guess Tennessee's got to figure out if they're in the baseball business or not. Hang in there, Bill.
All right. Balls of Steel, top of the hour. Just hang tight. A few more minutes, we'll get to it. Hour number three. Frankie, vet down there in Fort Myers, says, Bill, what's a Corona Bros? Sounds like Frankie has joined the Corona Bros. I did not know he was one of them. That's more sad news. We've had a couple of bits of sweet news, the sad news, but the Frankie news is sad, too. Anyways, we'll take the break. Coming right back.
Have you called your mama today?
Good morning. It's still very slow go here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. We're over here looking at it live once again. They still have the right lane blocked from this fatal crash that happened earlier this morning. So please be patient trying to get up through here this morning, coming in from Rutherford County into this part of Davidson County as they still work this wreck on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's heavy, but it's moving right now on 40 coming in from Wilson County. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks coming up on May 12th. All the details. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes. Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the 2021 NFL Draft. Snickers satisfies.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Ellis of the Nashville Predators.
Catch one of Music City's longest-running radio shows devoted solely to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Every game day morning at 5, Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier and the Renegades of Puck, Nashville Sports Radio, and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey. All there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of me.
down to Tampa, Florida. Lovely Tampa. And the sandbar just down the road a little bit. What's up, Alan?
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Sounds like you're in the excavator. Sounds like you're digging something right now.
Now, I'm in my truck. I just left Cocoa Beach. I'm headed down 95 going to Port St. Lucie.
Got some business down there.
Yeah, we've been down there for a couple of days, then we got to go up to Daytona for a day, then we'll be back home after that. We got a little running around to do this week.
Wow. Yeah, they say Daytona's not the spring break destination anymore.
No, it's not. Then there's Cocoa. You know, I think more now is on the Emerald Coast up around Destin, Panama City, up that way. And Clearwater Beach gets a lot of spring breakers as well. There's quite a few there.
Right. Right. Well,
hey, one of the prettiest drives you could ever take is from Homestead to Key West down US 1 with a convertible. Water on both sides of the road. That's a beautiful drive.
I don't think I've ever done that. Sounds like it.
It is a beautiful drive. Beautiful drive. I see where the Corona Bros should be having a stroke. Alabama had 47,000 in their spring game Saturday.
Oh, I noticed. Yeah, I noticed. And I didn't see any masks. I didn't see hardly any masks. Maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't notice them.
Well, I was at my mom's a couple weeks ago, and I went to Lowe's, Home Depot, restaurants, Publix, no mask. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I hear you, man. No, I hear you. That's the way it ought to be.
Yeah, you were talking, exactly. You were talking about the football player. And you know what I'm talking about with this. You come into a little money or accumulate a couple of dollars. You hear from people you ain't heard from in a while. Everybody wants a loan.
Yeah, well, they may call it that, but they're not paying you back.
it's not a loan. It's a donation. They right. call it a loan. Sounds better, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds better than donation. But,
oh, yeah.
Now, it's rainy day down here. They're supposed to rain all day today and most of the day tomorrow as well.
Well, is that harder to work after a big rain?
No, it's actually better. It's not as hot, not as humid. In the summertime it is, but the dust is down. So, you know, all our machines are closed cabs with air conditioning, so let it rain. They got windshield wipers. I don't care.
And the mud doesn't slow you down digging?
Yeah, you go down a foot or so, the dirt's dry. It's amazing, the sand down here. You can get 2 days of rain, you dig down a foot, it's dry as a bone.
Wow.
I mean, it's what Nick Saban said, like, blank through a tin horn. That's what this water goes through this sand.
I bet. Man.
You know, it's amazing. It's crazy. My backyard, we get a hard rain, there'll be probably 5 or 6 inches of water standing in one area. In 30 minutes, it's gone.
That's something else. Wow.
Yeah, it's different down here. But I'm looking forward to the commitments or getting together or something. We got to get something done.
Oh, we'll be back. Yeah, that was just a little brief 1 year respite, but we'll be back.
Hey, real quick, we had a birthday party for my granddaughter Saturday. My son's got that bull, 790.
Yeah.
And it wasn't getting hot. And I called RecTech, man, their customer service. That guy walked me through everything. We fixed the problem. But their customer service is probably one of the best there is.
I have not had one thing happen with either the machine or dealing with the folks there that's been anything but exemplary. They've been outstanding.
Yeah, he got on the phone with me, took me through all the steps. He had a clog in the hopper. It was a clog of pellets, wasn't letting it get down to come into the grill. And we went through everything. Nicest young man could have been nicer.
I believe you, sir.
Good talking to you, buddy. You guys have a great week, man.
You too, Alan. Thank you. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, it's been. Karen called the other day and wanted a connection with somebody there. Jordan is his name, and he is a heck of a good guy. Yeah, he is a incredible good guy. So if you locate me and say, Bill, I need a hookup. I need somebody at RecTech. Who do I call? I will give you his number. It's pretty easy. Georgia Dog. Bill, remember, Black asked me for Eagle Wings when we played Auburn last year. I delivered. Funny how Black crucified Kirby, but Day reached the natty in his second year, just like Kirby. Kirby lost in overtime. Day got run out of town. Black is still in mourning. Laugh out loud. I'm calling him out. Maybe that will get Black if he's monitoring. Maybe so. Got a few nominations. Yeah, you can get them in. Buckeye Brenda has sent us one. The Smoke Doctor has sent us one. Georgia Dog says, Bill, I'm calling Alan for a loan. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. Bring on the rain. The Groves need it really bad. You would know. Yeah, you would know. Nobody knows more about that than my guy, Mr. Perry Mason. I just know that when I buy orange juice, it comes from Perry. And I go for the, I want the pulp. I don't want it free of pulp. I like the thick pulp in there. But it's time to go buy some more OJ. I love it. I love it. Matter of fact, I usually have too much. Like, I fill myself up too much. I get bloated. So I have to be a little careful there. But it is yummy. Balls of Steel. Go ahead and post your nominations. Already got a few in there. That's fair. I won't lose those. Yeah, post them beginning now, and we will get to them Monday, hour number 3, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
We beat your ass, this boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.